from tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, right, P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2013 Annual Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday morning, February the 17th, 2013. Kathy Joslin is the speaker of the service, teaching on Cracks in Our Foundation.
Father, we come to you with thanksgiving for all that you've done this weekend. Lord, I do ask your blessings on all the people here as they go, Father. Bless them. Bless those, Father, that give. I ask, Lord, that you abundantly bless them, Father. And Father, we pray over this offering that you would stretch it, multiply it, Father, to be used for the kingdom of God's sake. Lord, we thank you as we give thanks and offering unto you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you've created this place, Father, that we can gather and the fellowships that we have with you. All the wonderful deliverance, healings, miracles that you've done, Lord. We pause to give you thanks. And we praise you, Lord, abundantly, Lord, for everything you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, Sister Kathy, come and share what the Lord has.
Good morning. Good morning. I hope you all got some sleep last night. Carla's message was awesome. And I was thrilled that she said that she's going to actually continue on with that. And so hopefully we'll get the second half that we didn't get last night. So praise God. This morning, today I want to speak to you about foundations. In Matthew 7:24 through 27, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken them unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended. And the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and it beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Jesus is talking about two builders. And being the son of a carpenter probably knows a few things about building and speaks from experience. With his training, he would have not only known how to build, but where to build. So I really liked Patty's talk about where God has you planted. In the parable, we see the importance, since where it's built determines if the house will stand. Let's liken the houses unto Christians. Because the parable says, after they heard the word, one built on rock, and the other, after hearing the word, built on sand. Then it rains. The water goes to flood levels, and the winds blow. Sound like Hurricane Sandy? Let's liken this to some trials that you may go through. Let's say you lose your job. How about after 14 years of marriage, your spouse leaves? Your child is killed. One Christian stands, the other falls. What's the difference? The foundation. So let's do a little digging into our foundation, shall we? How firm is your foundation? Did you do some research regarding the plot that you built your house on? What do you believe? What is in your belief system? And for those of you that don't know, that is the default system, like the factory settings for your computer. So when it crashes, it's what it's going to go back to. Do you know what your church believes? Is your house built on a floodplain? How about an earthquake fault line? Who sold you that plot that you built your house on? Was it an unscrupulous realtor that didn't care about you, just out to make a quick buck? The passage mentions them and even warns us. Jesus said, Matthew 7:15 and 16, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Who is Jesus speaking to? His disciples. False prophets and false prophecy? What is it? 1 Kings 22, 21 through 23. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all of his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord had put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil concerning thee. So just as Job, Satan, and demons come before the Lord, and in this case, the petition is granted. False prophecy is a demon. The spirit came to the Lord and said, I will persuade him, send me. How can we guard against it? False prophets and prophecy can come in because of corrupt teaching. What does your church believe? In this day and age, so many churches are afraid of speaking truth. They don't want to alienate. And if you haven't heard Sharon's message on alienation, highly recommended. Their church members, so that they sugarcoat the message so as not to offend people. In the passage, we see the Lord put a lying spirit in the mouth of the prophets. Are you spiritually arrested? Are you an infant that can only handle milk? Hebrews 5:10 through 14, called of God and high priest and after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you, which be the first principles of the oracle of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For every one that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat believeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their seasons exercised to discern both good and evil. If you are a babe, there is no shame. We all have to start somewhere. Anyone else catch that word exercise? It's not a bad word. It's how we grow and strengthen our spiritual muscles. Matthew 24, 4 through 13, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdoms, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Loved Jerry's message on grief and sorrow. We don't have to be bound by it, right? And they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and say, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure, and unto the end, the same shall be saved. Have you been deceived? This is where I'm going to go after some sacred cows. What have you opened yourself up to? What have you sat under? What do you believe? Catholicism? Word faith? Seed faith? Rapture? Holy laughter? Kundalini? Yoga? Martial arts? Tai Chi? Acupuncture? The list goes on. Vineyard? Prophetic ministries? Benny Hinn? You can even sign up to get a daily prophecy delivered to your email every day. Examine your foundations and what you believe closely, because it will determine if you stand in the time of adversity. A few months ago, we had a school shooting where children were killed. And 12 years ago, during a school shooting, Daryl Scott's daughter was killed. And just 2 months after that shooting, he was asked to testify before Congress. And here's part of that testimony. Since the dawn of time, since the dawn of creation, there has been both good and evil in the hearts of men and women. We all contain the seeds of kindness or the seeds of violence. The death of my wonderful daughter, Rachel Joy Scott, and the death of that heroic teacher and the other 11 children who died must not be in vain. Their blood cries for our answers. The first record of act of violence was when Cain slew his brother Abel out in the field. The villain was not the club. Neither was it the NCA, the National Club Association. The true killer was Cain, and the reason for the murder could only be found in Cain's heart. In the days that followed the Columbine tragedy, I was amazed at how quickly fingers began to point at groups such as the NRA. I'm not a member of the NRA. I am a hunter. I am not a hunter. I do not even own a gun. I am not here to represent or defend the NRA because I don't believe that they are responsible for my daughter's death, and therefore I do not believe that they need to be defended. If I believe that they had anything to do with Rachel's murder, I would be their strongest opponent. I'm here today to declare that Columbine was not just a tragedy, it was a spiritual event that should be forcing us to look where the real blame lies. And much of the blame lies here in this room. This is him speaking before Congress. Much of the blame lies behind the pointing of fingers of the accusers themselves. I wrote a poem that expresses my feelings best. This was written way before I knew that I would be speaking here today. Your laws ignore our deepest needs. Your words are empty air. You've stripped away our heritage. You've outlawed simple prayer. Now gunshots fill our classrooms. Our precious children die. You seek for answers everywhere and ask the question, why? You regulate restrictive laws through legislative creed, and yet you fail to understand that God is what we need. Now, men and women are three-part beings. We are all consistent of body, soul, and spirit. And when we refuse to acknowledge a third part of our makeup, we create a void that allows evil, prejudice, and hatred to rush in and wreak havoc. Spiritual influences were present within our educational system for most of our nation's history. Many of our major colleges began as theological seminaries, and this is a historical fact. What has happened to us as a nation? We have refused to honor God, and in so doing, we open the doors to hatred and violence. And when something as terrible as Columbine tragedy occurs, politicians immediately look for a scapegoat, such as the NRA. They immediately seek to pass more restrictive laws that continue to erode away our personal and private liberties. We do not need more restrictive laws. Eric and Dylan would not have been stopped by metal detectors. No amount of gun laws can stop someone who spends months planning this type of massacre. The real villain lies within our own hearts. Political posturing and restrictive legislation are not the answers. The young people of our nation hold the key. There is a spiritual awakening taking place that will not be squelched. We do not need more religion. We do not need more gaudy television evangelists spewing out verbal religious garbage. We do not need more million-dollar church buildings built while people with basic needs are being ignored. Spurred on parts of writing in the notebooks and the diaries left behind by his daughter, Mr. Scott, the son of an Episcopalian minister, though he himself adamantly a non-denominational, quit his job and set up a non-profit organization called Columbine Redemption and embarks on a grueling schedule of speaking engagements all across the United States to spread his message. Now, this wasn't supposed to be a political message, but it came out several times, so I knew that I was affirmed that I needed to bring that forth. Your gun rights are in jeopardy, people, and unless you stand up, we are going to turn into another England or another Australia, where we will not be able to defend ourselves against the evil that is out there. And it is out there. And just because they restrict the gun laws does not mean that that's going to make you safe. As a matter of fact, it won't. Crime will increase as history repeats itself in England and Australia. There's no fear of people getting broken into their homes in Australia because they know there's not going to be a gun on the other side of that door. The Bible says we are to prove all things. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17 through 21, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. 2 Timothy 3:14-17. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Prophecy will always line up with the Bible. In 1 John 4:1-3, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. It's a pretender. False prophecy. How can it come in? Inconsistencies with teaching and leadership is one way. This is often why megachurches are filled with it. Let me ask you some questions. Would your pastor lay down his life for his congregation? I know mine would. Do they bring the full gospel? And that salvation, healing, and deliverance? Or are they at the mercy of the board of directors? A senior pastor, the elders. Remember earlier when I asked if they were just out to make that quick buck? Those in authority that prey on those suffering people. We've heard of people being charged for deliverance sessions, a prophetic word, or healing. How despicable. Yet it happens. I've personally witnessed deliverance abuses. Deliverance is the only thing that will bring about change. Let me repeat that. Deliverance is the only thing that will bring about a changed life. Come out in Jesus' name. Identifying areas is needed. You have to identify your target. Did you know that in war, soldiers are trained in knowing what the enemy looks like? If you don't, bless you, you are fighting, you don't know who you're fighting, and so you're at a disadvantage. You may shoot down a friendly, or even invite or entertain the enemy. In sports, coaches have athletes watch videos of their opponents so that they learn techniques, their strengths, their weaknesses. But identifying without going to battle won't win a war. You need to pursue the enemy, like in Psalm 18:42. Then did I beat them small as dust, just before the wind, and I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Without deliverance, there is no change. Binding and loosening are keys, as we heard by Carla last night, but that doesn't get them out. You can bind them, and that'll help until the time that they can be cast out. Just as in the last message that I mentioned, we get to live our messages. So recently I had a day of sleep deprivation, followed by being verbally attacked, falsely accused, blocked, hindered, stolen from, all in one day. And you know what blessed me? My husband said, you've had all that come against you, but you haven't reacted like you would have just 5 years ago. Now that's a deliverance. That's a testimony of deliverance. My life is different. I am different. False prophecy. What are some consequences of it? How about missed blessing, opportunities, destruction? Those are some. In Deuteronomy 18:10-12, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter of familiar spirits, or a wizard or a necromancer? For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before ye. Yerash. It means to seize, to dispossess, to take possession of, inherit, disinherit, occupy, impoverish, to be an heir, to take possession of, to inherit, to impoverish, to come to poverty, be poor, be dispossessed, to devour, to cause to possess or inherit, to cause others to possess or inherit, to destroy, bring ruin, or disinherit. Actually, the rest of Deuteronomy 18 is pretty good too, but for time's sake, I'll let you do that for homework. People have spent their lives living out false prophecies that have been spoken over them. I have a childhood friend that shared a prophecy with me that was spoken to her, and she has lived her life pursuing a man that has no desire to marry her. She's made choices based on that prophecy so many years ago. And when she shared it with me, I told her that it didn't sound right, but she couldn't hear that. What blocks her hearing? Condemnation. How about our attitudes? That can't be right. Prejudice? Mr. Twister. And for those of you that don't know Mr. Twister, you say one thing and the person on the receiving end has heard something else. Because the enemy just loves to cause separation and division. So I bind that right now in the name of Jesus Christ. How about religious spirits? Oh, that can't be of God. We have full hour messages on all of these. As a matter of fact, on attitude or on what do you hear, pastor's actually done a whole series. So remember the other message on inferiority? We don't believe that we can hear from God. So we go to others for a prophetic word from the Lord. We need to ask for the spirit of prophecy. Remember Moses? Deuteronomy 11, 25 through 29. And the Lord came down in a cloud and spake unto him and took the spirit that was upon him and gave it unto 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. But there remained two of them in the camp, the names of them Ildad and the names of the other Medad. And the spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. There ran a young man and told Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad, do prophesy in the camp. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, my lord Moses, forbid them. And Moses said unto him, enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord should put his spirit upon them. It's a spirit we can ask for, but instead of asking, we seek it out. We are entertained by predictions. When was the last time you read a fortune cookie? A horoscope? How about consulted that magic eight ball? But it's only in fun, right? Do you know your sign? Do you consult numerology? How about biorhythms? Handwriting analysis? Do you realize they even have books that make predictions based on your names? First, middle, and last. I know, I used to own them. That was before I was redeemed. I looked up my names, and it told me how I was supposed to be and what my life was going to be like. Acts 18:3, but Ilmas, I knew I was going to mess that one up, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Another example, in 1 Chronicles 4:9, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. How would you like to have a name like that? But Jabez called on the Lord, and we are all familiar with the prayer of Jabez, right? He prayed and asked the Lord to bless him, enlarge his borders, and keep him from evil. And the Lord granted his prayer. Remember to ask. In Revelations 2:17, he that hath an ear, let him hear that the Spirit saith unto the churches, to him that overcometh, I will give to eat the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saying he that receiveth it. As believers, We are given a new name and a clean slate, and we are acquitted of all charges. We are not bound by the predictions of this world, our family line. We can break free and become new. Now, I'm actually going to tell on myself. Remember my last message before Christ redeemed me? I was of the world. I was in my 20s, and a friend of mine's mother took me to see a psychic. His mom regularly sought out guidance from this lady, so she was a trusted advisor, so I thought it would be fun to check it out. This is before I knew the Lord. She told me stuff that she would not have known, except for some power had provided. She also told me stuff that hadn't happened yet, and I watched it unfold, just as she predicted. She described people that I hadn't even met yet. Here's a warning. Don't think it strange that even a false prophet can make a sign or wonder come to pass. Jesus said, Matthew 24, 22 through 25, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, and there believe it not, for there shall rise false Christs, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Who is deceived? God's very elect. The psychic industry is alive and well. And as you see in the secular article, a rarity among industries, the psychic services industries benefited from the economic turndown over the 5 years to 2012. The psychic industry grew at an average annual rate of 2% to an estimated $2.1 billion, with greater pressing financial career concerns, a rising share of consumers turned to psychic services for guidance during the recession. Consequently, industry revenue grew 3.1 to 3.5 during 2008-2009, respectively. In the years since, although growth has slowed, industry revenue growth has remained positive and is expected to post gains in 2012. Slow increases in per capita disposable income have fostered great spending on the industry's discretionary services, says IBIS World Industry. According to the latest information from Pew Research Center, an estimated 15% of Americans have visited a psychic, a fortune teller, for advice. This share has held almost constant over the past two decades, translating into a relatively stable client base for the industry. The psychic services industry includes an array of operators that offers expertise in palmistry, cartomancy, I don't even know this stuff, mediumship, astrology, aurora readings, and other metaphysical services. There are currently estimated 79,991 businesses that offer this expertise in the mystical practices throughout the United States. So when you guys are seeking, be careful. Jean Dixon, she is one of the most famous psychics of the modern era. She predicted in 1956 that in 1960, presidential election would be won by a Democrat, and he would be assassinated in office. President John F. Kennedy was that person whom she had predicted. Her prophecies came to her in dreams and visions, and at times she would use a crystal ball. Jean Dixon had also predicted the death of Robert Kennedy and pointed to the exact spot where he would be shot when she was passing through the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. Her famous predictions were the assassination of President JFK and Robert Kennedy, death in 6 months of President Franklin Roosevelt, assassination of Mahatma Gandhi, the fire that destroyed the Apollo rocket and killed the three astronauts, the death of Martin Luther King, and the suicide of Marilyn Monroe. Jean Dixon, a devout Catholic, believes that she got her prophetic powers from God, that she says that a black snake came and wrapped around her spine Does that sound like Kundalini? Don't forget to bind them up, or for fun, as Paul did, we can cast them out. In Acts 16:16-18, and it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, these men that are the servants of the Most High God, which shew unto us the way of salvation, and this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prisons, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. Confronting and addressing evil, even correctly, false prophets, will bring punishment and backlash. Be prepared to be afflicted, of which we know that there is a purpose. You will be persecuted. Matthew 5:10-12, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteous sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and exceedingly be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Destruction is another consequence for false prophets and false teachers. In 2 Peter 2:1-6, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. I need water. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words, we had a teaching on that, make merchandise of you, whose judgments now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be served unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, and a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah unto ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making then an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly. Jeremiah 14:4-16, then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake I unto them that prophesy unto you a false vision and divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not. Yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed, and the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem, because of the famine of the sword, and they shall have none to bury them. Their wives, not nor their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness upon them. Destruction of false prophets and those who listen. Did you catch that? Beware of what you fill up on. The Lord will use prophets to test us. In Deuteronomy 13:1-5, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign of wonder, the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you, to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Ye shall walk after the Lord your God, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him, and cleave unto him. And the prophet or the dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he hath spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust thee out of the way which the Lord thy God commanded thee to walk in. So shalt thou put the evil away from the midst of thee. So what are we to do? We are to mark them and avoid them. Romans 16:17-19. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. We heard teachings on bellies today, this weekend. And my good words and fair speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. How do we identify them? Matthew 7:16-20. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes and thorns and figs and thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bringeth forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bringeth forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and has cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Ye will know a false prophet by his fruits, his life, how he lives it. The Lord is so good. One morning when I was preparing for this message, I was getting ready to exercise. Yes, it's not a bad word, ladies. Flipped on the TV to put in my little exercise DVD, and this prophet Manasseh was on. What are the odds, right? So as I watched him prophesying, I realized that the spirits of desperation and lack of hope were operating. People who are desperate will try anything. Here's a warning. I praise the Lord that straight away after me being redeemed, I came straight into deliverance. As so many of you shared in your testimonies this weekend about how you sought after deliverance, I commend you for this. But the ladies, you have discernment. Don't override that check in your spirit. There are false prophets, teachers, and ministers. Recently, someone had shared with me about going to one of these so-called ministers that had her stripped completely naked, poured oil or wine all over her, squeezed, molested her. And this is a travesty. And I pray that none of you women that are none of you women or anybody that is out there seeking have to experience something like this. Because as Carla shared so fabulously last night, we have the tools. Dominion, his name, binding and loosing, power, and our faith. And Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just loose those women that are seeking to bind their feet to the path of righteousness, Lord, and to find the correct places that they are to seek this out. And judgment and burning and exposure on those places that are performing this type of travesty. Our pastor has recently shared a series on trust, which I believe is foundational. I highly recommend the series because as a series, it's like a gentle rain that saturates and then it really gets a chance to get absorbed in. Who or what can you trust? Who can you trust? What do you put your trust in? We need to examine what we trust and why we trust it. There was a quote that he used called the rule of three. You can go 3 weeks without food. You can go 3 days without water. You can go 3 hours without shelter in the severe conditions. 3 minutes without air, but not 3 seconds without hope. Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Romans 15:4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Scriptures bring hope, not prophecy. 2 Peter 1:19-21, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. And we heard, as the times get darker, they're going to call on your Jesus in you. Until the day dawn and the day start arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Private prophecy, or kept private or in secret, is not correct. Do you believe that the Lord is sovereign? Do you believe Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose? Do not build your foundation on a prophetic ministry or a word. Build on a solid foundation based upon truth. So, let's go after those false prophecy spirits, shall we? Lord, right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take my position in the third heaven, high above principalities, powers, rulers, and with the authority given to me in Christ Jesus, I come against the lying spirit, the spirit of death, the spirit of destruction, of false prophets right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, false prophecies right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break that power over us right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything false that has been spoken over us, corrupt teaching right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, expose the lies in the belief system. Everything that goes down to your innermost being that that you default to when things get tough, when stuff hits the fan, when things crash, I come against all of the lies right now in the belief system right now. Any cracks in our foundation right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. All the lies. I can't hear from God. I just lose the spirit of deceit right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. All the word faith, seed faith, rapture, holy laughter, kundalini spirit right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Any false doctrine that you have sat under right now, and even if you just heard it, if you just listened to it, it came in. So right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, fall out of agreement with it. Push it out right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, all the Eastern religion right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, all the tentacles of lust in the world, pride of life, fear, false teachings right now, misblessings, stolen inheritance right now, the almighty dollar, because we make our choices based on our checkbooks. Come on, right now, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, come on. Come on, all the prosperity doctrine right now, come on. All the wicked desires of our heart, expose them, Lord, expose them right now. Expose the areas of entertainment right now that would open us up for false prophecy right now, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. All the predictions, all the seeking a word from others right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. All the blockages, the things that block our hearing, the things that don't allow us to see right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. All the blocking of the discernment of good and evil. Come on. All the hatred of strong meat. Come on. All that repulse, being repulsed by strong meat. Come on. All the spiritually arrested right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. All the no value, all the unworthiness right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. All the discouragement. Come on. All the inferiority right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the insecurities right now. All that doubt and unbelief right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. All the observers of time. All the enchanter spirits. All the witchcraft spirits. All the charmer spirits right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the consulting with familiar spirits, all the wizardry right now, the spirit of the necromancer right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, up and out, come on. I loose spirits of truth right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, of true prophecy, of discernment, of checks in our spirit, of exposure, of all the justice and judgment right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. I loose justice and judgment, good fruit, the Lord's will over our lives right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Right now I speak hope. All those that don't have hope, I speak hope into you right now. I speak life into you right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. I speak boldness to be able to stand up and say no. I love that button that Patty got. No. And all the different ways you can say no. Come on, up right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, strength. I pour strength into my brothers and sisters to stand in the day of adversity. Come on. I loose mercy right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Mercy, grace right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. The fruits of the Spirit. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Love of the truth right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. For those of you that love the truth. Come on. Right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go. Up and out. Push them, angels. Come on, come on. All the areas right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ that have been stirred up this weekend. Come on. All the areas that you shut down, all the walls, all the self-preservation walls that have gone up, that have blocked you from hearing, blinded your eyes from seeing the truth right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. I loose truth. I loose light to go into all the darkness right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. And all the areas that we have been deceived, that spirit of deception right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. All the things that tell you you're inferior, that you don't hear from God, that it couldn't possibly be correct. Come on. Up and out right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Stir them up, angels. Stir them up. Stick them. Come on. I loose truth. I loose judgment and burning on you right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Stick them. Move. Come on. Come on, up and out, up and out, up and out. And any of you that have been wounded by these false healers, right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I loose the balm of Gilead to go in and heal those wounds. Heal that pain, heal that violation, heal that horror and terror right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. All that experience, all those experiences right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, come on. Judgment and birth, burning, death and destruction on you, false prophets, right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on. The spirit of Molech right now. Come on. And all of the spirits of the alcoholic pattern too right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. We come against all of the Catholic spirits right now. Come on. Up and out. Push them. A lot of you women gave testimony about being under the Catholic doctrine. Come on. I loose judgment and burning, truth and exposure, all those areas that... Come on, false fire right now in the name of the Lord. All that gold dust right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Up and out. Come on, all that drunkenness in the spirit right now where they wave their coat over you. Come on, drunkenness in the spirit, the holy laughter. Come on, up and out. Or, Lord, I pray that you begin a mighty work in uncovering the flaws in our foundation, Lord. Expose the areas of false prophecy. Allow us to stand firm in the faith and the times. And as they become darker, allow us to be the lights that shine in this darkness. In Jesus Christ's name. Come on, we're not done. That's just for the tape. Come on, we just started, ladies. Come on, stick them. Stir them up. Come on, more pressure. Come on, up and out of the bowels of the belly right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Up and out of the bowels of the belly. Come on, out of the second brain. Come on, out of the gut. Come on, all the gastrointestinal problems right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, everything that's been pressed down, covered over, suppressed. Come on, right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, stir them up, angels, stir them up. Push them. Move. Come on, all that insatiableness. Come on, all that inability. Come on, up and out. Stick them. Come on, not satisfied. Come on, push them. Move. More pressure. Come on, up and out. Stick them. More pressure. Move. I lose strength. I lose courage. I lose confidence right now. I speak hope. I speak life right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Answers where you guys have been seeking right now. I lose that ability for you guys to seek out correct answers right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on, I lose direction. I lose discernment right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, up and out, up and out. For those of you that are seeking, come on. Push them, angels. Push them, push them, push them. Come on. I expose all the doctrines, all the false doctrines, all the lies. Come on, up and out, up and out, up and out. Push them, push them, push them. Move, move, move. We put the balm of Gilead on all those wounds. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I lose healing. I lose health. I lose restoration right now where the enemy, the years that the locusts have eaten right now. And all of that attached to our self-esteem and our self-worth. Oh, you know, I should have known better. I should have been stronger. I should have stood up. I should have. All the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. Everything that you have gone through is brought for a reason, to bring others through. And I just loose that into you women right now. All the trauma, all the horror, all the terror right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you have experienced, you now have, you can lead down that path, and you can help other brothers and sisters to negotiate the path without the pitfalls, without the going through the same things that you've been through. So I just lose light. I just lose hope. I just lose. I just lose hope right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Because where there's no hope, there is devastation. Come on, up and out, up and out, up and out. Come on. Come on, up and out, up and out, up and out. Push him, push him, push him. Up and out. Stick him, angels. Stick him. Stir him up. Come on, come on, come on. All of those false doctrines. All of those cracks in our foundations right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, come on, come on. Up and out, up and out, up and out. It's time for a remodel, ladies. Come on, come on. Dig down to the root, down to the root. Come on, up and out, up and out, up and out. Move, move, move. Come on, examine. Examine. Come on. I lose eyes to see right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. I lose truth. I lose that the Bible, the word of the Bible come and speak to you, that you are able to see revelation right now, that the Holy Scriptures come alive and show you answers, give you answers right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ for those that are seeking. Come on, up and out, up and out, up and out. Come on. I'm so proud of the young generation. You guys were awesome, that those of you that stood up and you gave testimony, you guys are so on fire. So I want you to bring forth the true word. So I want you to go back through and examine the foundations, examine the teachings. We come against the spirit of the wounded healer right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Those that are wounded go out and create other wounds. Come on. I come against that wounded healer spirit right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. You need your deliverance first before you can go out there and help others. I loose that truth right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. All the wounded spirit here, all the wounded healer spirit, because you have been hurt. You want to go and help others that have been hurt, but you are not able to heal yet. You are not able to be a helper. You are still a wounded healer yourself. So get your deliverance. Come on, up and out, up and out. Push them, push them, push them. Truth, truth. Come on. I lose exposure. I lose light in the darkness right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, up and out, up and out. Push them, push them, push them. Move. Come on, up and out, up and out, up and out. Push them, ladies, push them, push them. Fall out of agreement with them. Fall out of agreement with them. And I just lose healing, health, and restoration. And restoration. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.